Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by San Juan Health Partners Urology, providing a wide range of personalized services for the whole family, including children. Our caring professionals are dedicated to helping meet your urology health needs with skill, experience, and service you need. For a complete listing of our services and to learn more, visit sanjuanhealthpartners.com or call 505-609-6300. San Juan Health Partners Urology, a division of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, now let me turn to my guests who are here this morning to talk about this big employment event coming up on Friday here at San Juan College. Jill Bishop is here, and she is the coordinator for the Center for Student Careers and Employment here at San Juan College. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Great to see you. And also here with us this morning is David Drake. He is the San Juan College Veterans Center Director. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in.
Not a problem.
Good. Glad you're here. And so, Jill, this is a big event. You've got a lot of folks that are coming to San Juan College on Friday. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Yes, absolutely. We have about 60 employers and veteran services scheduled to come on Friday.
60 of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So ranging from medical or healthcare organizations, a couple of industrial, we have some food service, retail, law enforcement, and pretty much they're hiring for full-time jobs, part-time, some are just temporary summer employment.
So if someone's looking for a summer job, like a student maybe, even high school students,
I mean,
this would be maybe an opportunity for them to check it out. And it's going to open at what time on Friday?
Yes, so we will start at 10 a.m. on Friday, and it'll run until 2 p.m.
Okay, and this is going to be over in the Henderson Fine Arts Center in the 9,000 rooms.
Yes, yes.
And so I think folks are familiar with where that is on campus.
Sure.
And with all these folks will be here, I know you work a lot with students and with other San Juan College alumni and folks who've taken a class here at San Juan College to give them advice on getting a job or maybe getting a different job or all those types of things. What's your advice for folks that are coming to this event on Friday? Are we dressing for success?
Absolutely. Always dress for success. So kind of that.
You can't just walk out of the garden and then show up.
Darn it.
Unless I want that farming job.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, business casual dress. Employers definitely notice that.
Right.
Good first impression. You would want to bring a couple copies of your resume. And if you need some printed out, you can stop by our office.
You offer that service, don't you?
Absolutely. We have nice, high-quality resume paper we can print those resumes out on. Stop by. We're in room 1717 in the West Classroom Complex here
sure.
at the college.
And, of course, you still have a couple of days to do that before the event on Friday.
Sure,
so you can stop by and do that. And it's funny that you mentioned resumes because I know a lot of jobs these days are online applications and I don't think a lot of people maybe have a paper resume anymore. Maybe I know I used to when I was out there looking for a job. So is that a rarity these days to have a paper copy?
Yeah, I think it depends on the company. But
right.
yeah, definitely. Most companies you are going to have to apply online. So we actually at the job fair will have a number of computers where you can fill out online applications. So you might want to also bring your resume on a flash drive or saved somewhere where you can upload that as well.
Okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
And David, let me turn to you a little bit about some of the veterans services and benefits that are going to be talked about and available at this event also on Friday. That's a big part of this as well, right?
Yeah, that's correct. We'll have some folks from the New Mexico Department of Veteran Services here. They provided numerous services, such as service officers to submit claims. They also have possibly the small business outreach that can help establish, getting started on your own business. And then we're going to have some folks here that are going to go through steps of getting like VA loans and stuff for housing and also counseling services and I think that's about
right.
the majority of it.
Okay. But those are all very important things that I know a lot of veterans, I think many are aware, but some may not be aware of some of the programs that are available to them because of their service.
That's true. A lot of resources sometimes are, you know, people just don't realize that they're out here. And so this is, provides that opportunity to find out what's available to you.
Right. And talk to me a little bit about your job here at San Juan College and working with the Veterans Center. This is a center that the college has established to really try to help veterans who want to come back to college or take some college classes or those types of things, right?
Right. The Veterans Center, it's set up to provide a kind of a safe haven, if you will, for veterans. It provides them a common background of students, you know, with like backgrounds, you know, either being deployed, non-deployed, just being in the military in general. And it just gives them that camaraderie that they're missing when they transition out of the military. We also use the GI Bill processing. All takes place in my office. So I'm there to kind of guide them through those steps of how to use their GI Bill benefits, things like that. We provide career guidance and stuff like that to help them with, you know, making sure they're taking the right classes, you know, doing some advising kind of things. And then we're also there just to provide a soundboard and kind of advocacy for veterans so that, you know, they can come in, they can vent, you know, and it's okay,
right?
You know, to get themselves calmed down, relaxed. And then we'll also advocate and we'll set up and meet with faculty if they're having issues with a particular faculty member or something like that. We can sit down and go talk to that faculty member with them. So we do a lot of different things in the center.
Nice. And the goal is, though, to help those students be successful here at San Juan College.
Yes, that's correct. We want to make sure that they stay in school. That's really the big thing, you know.
Right.
You know, getting through the hurdle of getting into school and then surviving and graduating.
Exactly. And from the folks that you talk to, I mean, I imagine most of them are familiar with some of their benefits and the GI Bill and things like that, but are there still some that show up and maybe are pleasantly surprised at some of the things that are available to them from their service?
Yeah, there's, you know, we get veterans that are from all ages, so we get some very young ones that just went in and did a couple of years.
Right.
And we still get some from Vietnam era that come in and ask questions. You know, and I have seen a couple from Korea era, but, you know, they're getting pretty up there in
age.
That's
right.
But really, there's not a lot of advertisement out there about what's available to veterans. So when they come in, you know, we try to share as much information as we can for that.
Sure. Well, and I would think for some of the older veterans that you mentioned, many maybe have had a career that's been very fulfilling for them maybe the past 20, 30 years, but all of a sudden there's been a change and now they're either having to look for something new or want to look for something new, and those benefits are still available to them, aren't they?
In some respects, they can have some VA benefit assistance.
I see.
Now with the new GI Bill, the Forever GI Bill coming out, we're waiting to get all the information on that new law.
Right.
But which will help veterans that are getting, or military folks that are getting out now. But the old ones, the GI Bills expire within 10 years after they get out, usually.
I see.
So we just try to find them other ways, you know, help them apply for scholarships through the foundation.
There are still options, I guess,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there are, for the Vietnam vets, there's a state scholarship available. It's called the Vietnam Veteran Scholarship. And you apply through that through the Department of Veteran Services.
Okay.
And they will be here.
Gotcha. Good to know. Jill Bishop, again, with this event coming up on Friday, I mean, it's really a key for all ages, really, to come and look for maybe that new career, that next job. I mean, there are job openings, and as we were talking before we came on the air this morning, there have been times in our community that there haven't been a lot of job openings, but that seems to be turning around a little bit, don't you think?
Sure, yeah, sure, you know, maybe companies you wouldn't think have openings in certain areas. So, you
right.
know, like healthcare, all the opportunities there. So, yeah, just different places maybe you never considered.
Right. Not necessarily maybe energy or something like that.
Sure.
It's the other things that we still do have a lot of job opportunities in other sectors.
Definitely.
Here in the area. And as you mentioned, it's going to be, you've got employers coming with full-time openings, with part-time openings, maybe just summer temporary employment, all those types of things,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. We have some summer employment, like a camp, I think, like counseling sort of things. We also have some temporary agencies there. So if you're just looking for something temporary, we have some opportunities there. So really, across the board, all kinds of
very good
opportunities.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. And some of these maybe more veterans preference type jobs, is that also something that is available too?
Yeah. So we will indicate which companies have a veteran hiring preference.
Gotcha.
At the job fair.
And David, I guess that's helpful for you and the folks who use the Veterans Center to know, right, that they're looking maybe or would give preference to a veteran.
Yeah, sure. Anything to help out, get the leg up a little bit.
But, right.
Again, you know, we like to encourage the veterans, you know, you have to dress for success. You have to come in with a good attitude, positive, you don't want to be grumpy or anything like that, you know? So.
Right. But that's important, right? And in a lot of different areas as well. And I know, Jill, you probably tell that to a lot of folks who come in about attitude is very important when you're at a job interview or a potential job interview.
Yes. Yeah. And especially when you're going up to a potential employer, you need to, you know, have a nice handshake, have a nice smile, deliver what I call your elevator pitch, which is like your 30-second commercial. So you can kind of think of it that way.
Okay.
You know, introduce yourself. Kind of tell them if you're a student, if you're looking for a certain type of job, and kind of what your goals are. Good way to introduce yourself.
And that we should try to have down to 30 seconds?
Yes.
That all of that information?
Ideally
is what you're saying, right?
Yeah. Kind of think of it, if I was in an elevator with a potential employer, just that short period of
between
time.
Between the doors closing and opening again, what would I tell them?
Absolutely.
Gotcha. Very good. My guest this morning from San Juan College, we are talking about the job fair and veterans benefits event happening here at San Juan College. It is coming up on Friday, April the 20th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the 9000 rooms.
Yes.
At San Juan College. Very good. Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with my guest in just a moment right here on KSJE. Back with more. This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, a wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm Scott Micklin, my guest on the radio this morning from San Juan College. We are talking about the upcoming job fair and veterans benefits event happening this Friday at San Juan College in the 9000 rooms of the Henderson Fine Arts Center. David Drake is here. He is the San Juan College Veterans Center Director. Once again, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Also, Jillian Bishop is here. She is the coordinator for the Center for Student Careers and Employment here at San Juan College. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you both for being here to talk about this event, which offers lots of potential job opportunities for folks who are maybe looking for either a new part-time or full-time or a temporary job over the summer. You've got employers that meet all that criteria, don't you?
Yes, we have about 60 employers coming, so all kinds of opportunities, part-time, full-time, and several different kind of groups of industries that we'll be attending.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about what different groups you've got. I mean, I noticed like retail and some of the things you might think about, but you mentioned healthcare before.
Yes, we have quite a few healthcare organizations. And then we have some law enforcement, quite a few of those, and also some, most of the school districts and,
right.
Yeah, so we have quite a broad range of people coming.
Very good. Interesting. Military recruiters as well, I understand, right? At least from a couple of branches, right?
Yes, we will have someone from the Coast Guard and the Navy there.
Okay. And those are another opportunities, I guess, right, David,
yeah,
to serve the country and then maybe get some benefits and come back and work with you.
Sure. I'm on the tail end of that. So right. Once they get done with their enlistment, then they can come see me and we'll get them going through their educational goals.
Exactly. Exactly. But they will be here as well, at least a few of them.
Yes.
And again, some of these are entry-level positions and some may require a bit of experience. It just kind of depends on the employer, I suppose.
Yeah, it just kind of depends. And we will have the list of all the employers on our Facebook page. So if you just search the Center for Student Careers and Employment, I'll be posting that today. So you can kind of look through there and maybe see if there are some companies you want to apply with and then kind of be prepared to give them your resume and
right.
Introduce yourself to them.
And at least visit with them. And again, a lot of sometimes these things, it's a lot of relationships, is it not? And maybe, you know, meeting folks and making that first impression. And maybe if nothing works out this time or there's not anything that fits, there may be something down the road if you've made that connection.
Exactly. So, probably a lot of people leave a job fair with a job, but I think the main point of it is to kind of go and introduce yourself, kind of that face-to-face interaction there.
Right. And like we say, when we talk about meeting folks or interviews or things like that, I mean, practice makes perfect. And so having more experience of meeting someone new and talking about yourself, that elevator speech, as you mentioned, that 30 seconds of why you should hire me, is always good to practice that in front of potential employers.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, with your interview skills or kind of with your networking skills, I think that, you know, all of us can practice that more.
That's true.
Yeah. So, you know, at our at the Center for Student Careers and Employment, we do offer mock interviews. So if you need a practice, if you go to the job fair and maybe get an interview, you can give us a call and we can practice that with you.
And that would be kind of an actual sit down practice interview, right?
Yes.
In your office.
Yeah, we treat it just like a regular interview and we'll gear the questions towards whatever job you're applying for.
And then I would get some feedback, I guess, maybe afterwards of how I did or things to improve on for the next time or all that kind of stuff,
which is
helpful because you never usually, if you go to an actual interview, you'd either hear if you got the job or didn't get the job, but you don't quite find out maybe what you could do better next time.
Exactly. So, yeah, we could give you a little bit of feedback and kind of coach you through maybe what you need to work on or things you do well.
Right. Very good. And there's some other sponsors, I guess, who are going to be helping to put this on Friday as well, in addition to the two of you and your departments, right?
Exactly. So the New Mexico Workforce Connection is helping us out, as well as the Department of Veterans Services.
Nice. And so they will be here as well?
Yes, they will both be here as well.
Got you. And so, again, more resources for the community to take advantage of.
Yes, definitely.
So that's great. Well, very good. And we've been talking a little bit about the things that you all do here on campus when there's not a job fair happening or an event like this. And so, again, David, you are working with veterans who are coming back from either enlistment or they've just been in the service, maybe have not been deployed, but you help them to come back to school or come to school here at San Juan College. And we were talking during the break, this is kind of getting to be a busy time because of enrollment for summer and fall.
Yeah, that's correct. So what we like to do is, you know, make sure the veterans get enrolled early, you know, the sooner the better because the availability of classes and things like that.
They fill up.
And also because VA benefits take a while to process. And so in order to get paid on time, it's better to be early than later.
Right.
And we're also there to help them, you know, deal with the stresses of, you know, especially for new students coming in, getting the process of the GI Bill started. Getting the enrollment process started, we aid in all that. And it's also provides, you know, the center is great for providing the de-stress zone for when you're getting a little anxious and things like that.
Sure.
We also referral out. So, you know, we have a multitude of resources on campus that, you know, besides within the Veterans Center. So we like to make sure that, you know, our students, especially our veterans, are aware of those services that are provided.
Which is a great resource. And sometimes we forget that maybe since we're so familiar with the processes here at San Juan College, but it can be a bit intimidating or at least hard to follow if you're not maybe used to it. And so your office provides that kind of guidance, I think, to kind of work their way through some of the mazes of talking to folks or financial aid or veterans benefits or whatever the case, or registration even.
Right. Yeah, and some of it is just dealing with integration, you know, because when you've been in the military, you've lived under a certain lifestyle, you've lived under a certain guidelines of rules, and when you transition out of the military, that structure is no longer there. And so some veterans struggle with that.
Right.
So we help, you know, aid them going through the struggle. And, you know, I've been a veteran myself, and I had to do that adjustment thing without a veteran center, so I kind of know what that's like. And,
sure.
So... yeah, we encourage them to come in and talk and, you know, and hang out. And
right. And I think a lot of that, and when I always walk by, there's always a lot of folks in your office in the center that are maybe visiting and talking a little bit about maybe their experiences or just knowing that maybe there's someone else going through the same stuff is helpful.
Right. And that's what the center's for, is to build that structure up again to say, hey, you know, you're not alone. You're not by yourself. There's other people here that can relate to you and, you know, have gone through the same things either just before you or they're going through at the same time with you. But it helps build that network and that friend base. So they have, you know, that safety zone and,
right.
You know, area to
gather, I guess. Right.
Yeah.
And to visit. So that's very true. And Jill Bishop, your office is literally right next door to David's center. And so I know that a lot of folks maybe go back and forth between the two as they're coming back to school or maybe looking for a job while they're going to school or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, sure. We can help veterans kind of take that experience that they had in the military and put it on a resume where, you know, maybe other employers will understand those skills that they have. So kind of their transferable skills from the military.
True. And I imagine there are a lot of people that find it maybe hard to maybe talk about themselves a lot or maybe identify some of the skills that maybe they have from doing some other jobs or just life in general to put on a resume. You can help with that?
Absolutely, yeah. And I find that a lot in interviews. People think they don't have experiences or things to show. But really, you know, everyone kind of has those, and kind of developing those, seeing what your strengths are and maybe things you need to kind of work on as well.
True. That's very true. But it's a great resource. And then again, folks can come in, they can make an appointment and come see you, mm-hmm. and you can help maybe take a look at their resume and maybe beef it up a little bit or point out things that maybe need to be embellished or improved upon. I wouldn't say embellished, but improved upon. And yeah. Other things maybe that need to be maybe less so, I suppose.
Absolutely. So you can always call our office. We're at 566-3423. Or you can email us your resume at careercenter@sanjuancollege.edu.
Very good. That's cool. And some of the other services that you provide, as we talked about, the mock interviews. And you also do some other... I guess coaching and some other things for folks that come in and see you and some resume building.
Yeah, resume building, mock interviews. We have a really awesome online job board. It's called SJC Get Hired. Mm-hmm. And those opportunities are mainly for our students and graduates. So we kind of tailor that job board towards those groups of people. But yeah, all alumni and current students have access to that. We also post our student employment or work study jobs on there as well.
Right. And again, there's always those opportunities that seem to abound here at San Juan College for student employment and student workers and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a really good way to kind of start building some experience while you're in school.
Right. And when someone comes to you with like zero experience, is that kind of your advice, is to maybe just start off with a part-time something to at least get your foot in the door somewhere?
Yeah, at least something. If it's a student employment job or if it's even volunteering, just kind of getting some sort of experience to put down.
Right. And let me play devil's advocate a little bit about them from the employer's point of view. And sometimes we hear that maybe there are people, workers, that maybe they'll start showing up and then they stop coming to work or other things interfere and they can't get to work every day or all the time or as regular. So they're bouncing around to maybe different mm-hmm. jobs. Mm-hmm. What's your advice for, I guess, both in that case?
Yeah. So as far as a kind of putting that on a resume, it can kind of be difficult. So with a resume, you really kind of want to tailor it towards whatever you're applying for. So you wouldn't necessarily need to put every job you've ever had. You know, you kind of want to look at the skills that you have and the experience and then what's going to show you're qualified for that specific job. But it is important to kind of develop those job skills, showing up on time,
right,
coming in when you're supposed to, having a good attitude, you know, those are all important as well.
Right. And you would think that'd be kind of a no-brainer, but some folks maybe need a gentle reminder once in a while.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right?
Right?
Just a few times. But it's all part of becoming part of the job market, I suppose, and getting that job and that responsibility and showing up on time or understanding what those consequences are, I guess, if you don't.
Definitely. And I think for our students, a student employment job is a good place to kind of start those skills and understanding that.
Right, right. Well, in the minutes we have remaining this morning, David, again, if folks want more information about the Veterans Center here at San Juan College, besides coming by to see you in person, can they give you a call?
Sure, they can call me at 505-566-3970 is my office phone number. You can email me at veterans@sanjuancollege.edu.
Very good. And you'll be around at the job fair on Friday,
I will be there from 10 to 2. Yes,
okay,
sir.
So they can come by and see you in person as well. So that's one way to do that. Jill, again, your phone number at the Career Services?
Yes, it's 566-3423. Or you can email us at careercenter@sanjuancollege.edu. We have a really awesome Facebook page where I post all kinds of job tips and opportunities. So it's facebook.com/SJC student employment. Or we're in room 1717 here at the college.
Okay. Very, very good. Thank you both for coming in this morning. It sounds like a great event on Friday. We hope a lot of folks will come and find some employment opportunities.
Absolutely. Thank you, Scott.
That's
Thank
what
you.
It's all about. Thank you both very much.
This program on KSJE is supported by Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation, providing a competent, innovative, and caring team of professionals to serve wealth management, trust administration, employee benefit plans, retirement planning, and estate settlement needs. Find out more about Citizens Trust and Investment Corporation at 505-599-0181.